So it's accurate to say we are a nation under God.
One nation under God, indivisible.
We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God.
If we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call now and make your pledge. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. And join with believers across the country as one nation under God.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to day three of Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. I'm Tim Wildman, and this is the normal Today's Issues Hour. We're usually here for 90 minutes, but we're going to be here. You're going to get 30 minutes of bonus time today from us, and I know you'll appreciate that here on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim, on day three of Share-a-thon.
Yes, day three.
I like talking like that.
What?
Day three of Share-a-thon.
Behind curtain number one.
Carol Barrel.
What is your movie thing you do? You have the movie trailer voice.
Movie trailer voice.
What do they say? Ed?
In a world without Share-a-thon.
Maybe I'm the only one laughing.
In an outpost at the edge of space.
He could get a job, Fred, in Hollywood if it ever doesn't work out here. Doing those kind of things.
Yeah, I could get a job in Hollywood because they just don't have enough 60-year-old out of shape.
Yeah,
conservative Christians.
Well, they don't. Those things you just described, they don't have any.
Yeah,
that's right. That's the problem. I would like to see you do a job interview in Hollywood, and they see you work for American Family Association. Isn't that hate group? All right, Walker Wildman. Good morning, Walker.
Good morning. Good to be here today.
And Fred Jackson.
Always good to be here. Exciting. Day three.
Day three of Share-a-thon. Before I tell folks where we are with Share-a-thon right now, and man, things are taking off or have taken off. Walker, why don't you tell folks if they want to watch the show this morning, watch Share-a-thon, what do they need to do?
Yeah, you can go to Facebook, Today's Issues on Facebook. You can also go to YouTube, visit our YouTube channel. Lastly, and one of the most frequent options is to visit AFR.net, our website, and live listen to the show live there. But if you want to know more about Share-a-thon, I know we're going to tell you about Share-a-thon and how you can donate. But on our Facebook page, I have the website and the phone number. So if you maybe don't catch it during the show and you need to go back later and look at it, I'll have all that information posted on our Today's Issues Facebook page.
So if you go to Facebook or YouTube, you simply type in the words Today's Issues and we pop up?
That's right.
Awesome. Well, let's hear from one of our listeners to American Family Radio, and then we'll come back and jump into Share-a-thon.
This is Becky from Texas. There are many, many programs on AFR that are helpful to me and that I really enjoy. But the one that I look forward to the most is It's My Turn with Don Wildman. Because in those few minutes, every time I listen to him, he points me closer to the Lord. Sometimes he also makes me laugh, but the stories that he tells and just the viewpoint that he expresses, you can tell that he's a man who the Lord matters first to him. And that's inspiring to me, and I appreciate it.
We're back? Amen. Well, that's Don Wildman, by the way, is my dad, and it's Walker's granddad. Mm-hmm. So he's the founder of the ministry. Dad's 80 now, and comes in when he wants to, and
he's earned that. Nobody
can fire him. So does what he wants to. Now Dad comes in when he can, but we still air his short features called It's My Turn, which the was it Linda there or caller from Becky from Texas was referring to, and that airs.
It airs in the noon hour.
Yeah, during Janet Mefford's show.
12:30 Central.
12:30 Central during Janet Mefford's show. And it's a great little short feature that we that we've been airing for years.
And 12 o'clock used to be his hour.
Yeah.
That's right.
The AFA report. The AFA report that Dad did for years. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. For all those who've called and made a donation Tuesday, Wednesday, or this morning, we just say, as I quote that great philosopher Gomer Pyle from time to time, thank you for everything everybody's done, because it is, we are here. I'll just give you the numbers. So far, we don't do this enough. Not the telephone number. We do that plenty. But here are the numbers so far in Share-a-thon. We're at 8,993 individual pledges. Mm-hmm. We are at $1,465,000, 812, I guess. $1,465,812. If you're wondering put that in perspective, we want to see $2 million by the end of the day or more. That would keep us on track with what we've done the last couple of share-a-thons and be a real blessing to us. And we're receiving on average 220 pledges an hour.
An hour, right.
Which is awesome.
You mentioned we're at 8,993 pledges, total pledges. You said you'd like to hit 12,000.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be kind of like a record, wouldn't it,
for us? 12,000 families supporting. That's right. That's how I view it. 12,000 families monthly supporting American Family Radio. That would knock our socks off, right. I think. People might say, well, man, for having 180-something stations, that doesn't sound like a whole lot. Well, you know, only like 1% or 2% of people who listen actually make a donation. And by listen, I mean listen once a day, yeah. Just to AFR. And that's true across the board in listener-supported radio. Only 1% or 2% of people who actually listen actually make a financial donation. That's just the world we live in.
Some of them like to wait to the last day to give. Yes. And this is that last day to give.
Yeah. What can they do, Walker? If we are now convening the Procrastinators Club of America.
That's right.
If you've waited and you've been putting it off, and guess what? You're going to get busy today sometime. Yep. You may not even listen. We're going to close Share-a-thon out in a few hours. What, mm-hmm. like 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock six
Central Time. We'll stop and go back to our regular programming. But we want your contribution to count in our grand total.
Yeah. And we welcome a contribution of any amount, whatever amount you can give. Don't talk yourself out of it and say, well, I only have $20, so I'll just wait till next year. We take gifts of any amount. We're happy and thankful for your pledge.
We receive gifts.
$100 or whether you give $1,000. We will take any kind of gift you can give to support the work of American Family Radio. Here's the number to call and the website mm-hmm. to go to if you want to do it online. That's okay. 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Visit our website, afr.net. Fill out the donation form. Takes just a couple of minutes.
Sandy and I blew the doors off this morning from 7 to 8 o'clock Central Time with like 600-something calls in an hour.
Wow.
And then did Dan Celia beat us? He said he did. Out there, when I was selling him out there by the popcorn machine.
No, you were 654 from 7 to 8 Central. From 8 to 9, he was 490. He must have been adding it together. 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., 254. So if he adds 2 hours together, he does beat you in 1 hour. But nobody has beat you and Sandy for that 1 hour.
Okay, well.
That was outstanding.
You know what, Dan?
Now, he did raise more. He did.
He raised more money
in
the 2 hours?
He raised more money. In his first hour.
He raised more money. So more per giver. That's what he was talking about.
Yeah, good I think problem. He was offering stock options.
Yeah. Well, you know, Dan's always, if you've been around him, he tries to brag. He likes to brag about his listeners, and we do more than you.
Yeah, you know what? It's a direct insult to our listeners.
I just told him this morning, I said, look, Dan, you just lost your reward in heaven because you're bragging.
And no more free popcorn.
You're bragging here on earth. Hey, we're just teasing, folks.
Yeah, we're just having
fun. We love Dan. Mm-hmm.
Italian. He's a first big, and foremost.
Yes. And he is a great team player here with us in America. He has his own ministry, Financial Issues.
Right.
But he partners with us here at AFR. And he comes to Tupelo from Philadelphia for our Share-a-thon every time with his beautiful, lovely wife, Yvonne. Mm-hmm. Yep. They come down, and she answers the phones, and Dan does his show from here, and we just had a great partnership over
now,
the years.
Now, on the other hand, said nice things about Dan, I think our listeners may take it personally that he was bragging about his listeners.
Right.
I think our listeners for today's issues, I think they're going to step up. I think they take that as a challenge.
Really?
I think they're going to – you're not buying this?
Well, you sound like you're trying to manipulate people.
I'm not. I am a team player and team today's issues, TTI, team today's issues.
There has to be some competitiveness here.
That's right. Let's make this fun. That's what I'm doing. I'm not manipulating. I'm trying to make this
competition between brothers.
Oh.
Can we hold my hand, Ed?
Snowflake Central.
Let's join hands here.
I'm encouraging the Today's Issues fan base, because I know that's what you really are, our fan base.
Right.
Let's step it up and let's show Dan Celia, not that he's bad, but that we're awesome.
Right.
So I am encouraging. Right. Here's the phone number, folks.
We're betterer.
We're betterer. And so here's the phone number. 877 as I take Tim's hand, right?
Yeah, no. Take my hand.
877-616-2396. That number again.
What's that number again, Ed?
877-616-2396. Or if you do not want to talk to a human being,
right,
you prefer to go online. Right. AFR.net. Let's get those phones ringing out there.
Hey, we just went over 9,000 pledges for the Share-a-thon, which let's give a hand.
Yeah,
amen. And we're closing in on 1.5 million. But again, we would love to be over 2 million by the end of Share-a-thon tonight. But
our goal this hour, we need to get over 1.5 million this hour.
Oh, for us?
Yeah, $30,000 left to get over 1.5 million this hour.
Oh, we should be able to do that. Our listeners should be able to do that in 10 minutes.
Okay. Well, what phone number do they call?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
Yeah.
Well, I have a challenge. If we don't quite make the $30,000, Ed will write the check to make up the difference.
I think that's a great idea.
Here's what's going to happen, folks. If you don't make the $30,000, I'm going to do the movie trailer voice for the rest of the show. Everything in movie trailer voice.
That's called a negative incentive.
In Washington, D.C.
In a world.
In an outpost at the edge of space.
Oh. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. Call. Maybe there's somebody listening to me right now who, and I'm being serious here, the Lord's prompting you to make a very large gift to a ministry like American Family, or telling you to give to American Family Radio. Because we're all over the country, and we're trying to encourage Christians to study the Word of God, to witness, and to get involved in politics and government and culture and make a difference. Be salt and light, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5. So to do that, we're trying to encourage people to do that, and we're making a difference, and we need you to help us because we're listener-supported Christian radio. So our phone number again is 877-616-2396, online, AFR.net, AFR.net. Next, first story, Fred, what do you got?
Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, Fred, come on, man. I was about to drink coffee right here. I'm having a good morning.
Here's something for you, Fred. Nancy Pelosi, in a world without joy.
Yeah, in her own world. Wow. The gift that keeps on giving.
Yes.
Nancy Pelosi. Everybody waits for her to open her mouth, and she did this week at the Harvard Kennedy School's Institute of Politics, saying the border wall is a manhood issue for President Trump. Have a listen to this, and then on a serious basis... They had, this morning on Fox and Friends, they had an angel mom. Her son, a police officer, was killed by an illegal alien. First, you're going to hear Nancy Pelosi just dismissing the idea of securing our southern border. But then you're going to hear the voice of this angel mom, Marianne Mendoza. Cut three.
We have to do something other than building a wall. It's immoral, expensive, ineffective, and not something that people do between countries. But in any event, it happens to be like a manhood issue for the president.
Every time Nancy Pelosi opens her mouth, it's just a laugh because she's so out of touch with reality. Until our politicians really make a stand and get the word out to the world that we are not going to keep allowing this invasion of our country to happen, we're going to continue to see these caravans of people because we have politicians like Nancy Pelosi who encourage them to keep making this trek.
Did Nancy Pelosi say a wall is immoral?
Yeah.
And countries don't do that?
Can we play just the Nancy portion of that again? Because she said some incredibly naive things. Go ahead.
We have to do something other than building a wall. It's immoral, expensive, ineffective, and not something that people do between countries. But in any event, it happens to be like a manhood issue for the president.
It's immoral, expensive, and it's not something we put between countries.
Ineffective. Well, we hadn't had one, so we don't know. Did we, Nancy?
Yeah, good point. How can you say so it's ineffective when you don't have it? But number two, something you don't do between nations, you don't have a border.
You know, I'll tell you who did a border fence / wall, and it works, is Israel.
That's right.
Israel cut their illegal immigration down 99.9%. I think they had one illegal crossing the year after they built the fence. So
Abdul,
it does work.
And he was caught.
And if here's the long and short of it. If it doesn't work, why is she against it?
Yeah.
Now, she's a Democrat, so she can't be against the fact that she's saying it wastes money because they'll spend money to, you know, to study the mating habits of the fruit fly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it can't be.
I think we need to know.
We'll let you foot the bill.
Okay.
Well, so she's. It's not because of a waste of money or that neighbors countries don't do that to each other. Neighbors, for all I know, Nancy Pelosi has a fence between her and her neighbor. Mm-hmm. That's a stupid argument. Her real argument is she said it's ineffective.
Yeah.
That's why it's a waste of money. Well, if it's ineffective, then there should be no problem with putting it up because her open borders mentality is going to still be successful because people will still stream across that border even though there's a wall.
Yeah. I think the closest answer to the truth that Nancy Pelosi, we're about to overuse her name. Our listeners will start turning off the radio. It is immoral. Okay. What she did right there was she was declaring that it's immoral. It's wrong to want to prevent people from coming to the U.S. unabated. That's what she's saying. And that is really, in essence, the view of the Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm. Open borders.
Open borders.
Anything else is immoral.
You can say that they'll put all kind of caveats over there. Oh, we shouldn't have open borders. And then if you listen to them, I'm talking about most all Democrats, certainly progressives, as they call themselves, we don't call them, they're regressive in their view, but progressive, they will say, oh, certainly we're not for open borders, because they know that doesn't sell well with even middle America, who's not really right or left. They know that sounds ridiculous. But they'll say, of course we're not for open borders, however. And then after however, for the liberals and the Democrats, is everything that leads to open borders.
Right.
Or what amounts to open borders. So Nancy Pelosi was pretty clear right there. It's immoral to put up a border wall.
Right.
And or any kind of impediment, I would guess.
Because it does work.
Because it does work. That's the reason she doesn't want it.
Right. That's right.
Because it'll stop people.
She knows it'll stop people, and that's immoral.
Yeah. Right.
And the reason they want people coming across the border illegally.
Right.
Because they want to increase the constituency in this country that is dependent on the government.
Yeah.
You know what they're probably doing? The reason they might not have struck a deal with President Trump this past year is because they're going to wait and they're going to let that illegal immigrant population number go from 20 million or whatever it is, no one really knows, to 40 million. Then they're going to do amnesty.
Yeah.
That way, instead of having 20 million voters, you got 40 million voters.
Yeah. I tell you what, by the way, you're listening to Sherathon on American Family Radio, and we were hearing
the lovely, the melodious voice
of NP.
You can't even say her name.
Can't speak.
NP. All right, you're listening to Today's Issues. Next story, Fred.
Well, and somewhat related, just to mention, to continue on the border, the president this morning, President Trump saying
it's a restaurant, isn't it?
He's
on the border?
On the border.
Run
getting,
for the border?
I'm sorry, he's getting lunchtime, and I'm just thinking, I think it's a Mexican
make
restaurant.
Make a run for Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Make a run for the border.
Remind me to tell you a funny story about that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
He's ready to send the military, he says, down to the border to stop these 4,000 migrants from getting across through Mexico and into this country. So he's taking it seriously.
Can you do that? I thought you couldn't use the military inside the U.S.
You can for border.
National security.
Not for policing, but you would say that you're defending the country against an invasion.
Well, who are you going to, National Guard?
Yes.
Probably National Guard. And the problem is...
No, he's not going to do that.
If Mexico allows these people to come through its country to our borders, what is the military going to do that the Border Patrol isn't doing? They're not arresting these people and sending them back. So what's the military supposed to do with it?
President Trump's already done this once. He utilized he works in conjunction with the governors. President Trump can unilaterally deploy state National Guards without the signature of the governor, but it's best and it's historically been used in conjunction with the governor because it's not martial law and things like that. So he did this a year ago. Mm-hmm. Texas deployed 4,000 or 5,000 guardsmen. Even California sent some, Arizona. So it's been done before, but as we're mentioning here, they can't apprehend. They, at times, are unarmed. And so they're really just there to advise and assist the Border Patrol. But I've heard mixed reviews. I've heard it's a waste of money and time. Then I've heard it's useful because the Border Patrol can spend more time apprehending instead of surveilling.
Well, the president has also said, unlike any other president I heard in the past, that if these governments in Central America, and I don't know about Mexico, don't help us stop this from happening, that is, invasion by thousands of people here into our country, that we will quit giving them
money.
Is that right, Walker?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's what he's threatened.
Yeah.
Well, I would say that's a reasonable thing to do, wouldn't you, Ed?
Well, and now the question becomes, what will these countries do to stop people? It seems to me that the border should be secured in Honduras, in Guatemala, those kinds of places. They should, and then Mexico, they should be securing the border. And whatever we can do to, quote unquote, encourage those countries to do this should be done.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mexico says it has sent 500 of its military personnel down to their southern border, Guatemala. And they're checking everybody. They say they're not going to allow anybody to come across their southern border unless they have the proper paperwork. But here's the problem with this. You can cook up paperwork to get you through. They don't have to have passports. They just have to have a visa of some type that will allow them in. So they say they are trying to do something to comply with President Trump's concerns.
And that's why really to solve this problem from our perspective, you need the wall, you need plenty of border agents, and you must punish companies that hire people who do not have the proper paperwork.
But you know what, a wall serves the same purpose as a fence does in your backyard, for example, or wherever you want to put a wall or a fence up. It's an impediment. It's one more thing you have to do to get to where you want to go. Mm-hmm. And I've always said that if you built a large wall on the southern border, you know, can't do it everywhere, that the word would get back to people who are thinking about coming that, hey, you can go and try if you want to, but let me tell you, when you get there, there's a 25-foot, you know what I'm saying?
Right, and on the other side are border agents.
Right. And you know what? Again, folks, I feel sorry for these poor, desperate people. But as we've said before here, too, America cannot take all the people in the world who are poor and desperate who want to come here. We can't absorb that. We'll be back in a minute.
Welcome to the AFA Spotlight. I'm Jim Stanley, General Manager of AFR, and we have a lot of divisions here at AFA. This week, we're shining the spotlight on American Family News.
Hi, this is AFR News Director Fred Jackson. More than 20 years ago, AFA's founder Don Weilman came to the realization that the message of conservative Christian America was being dismissed by the mainstream media. And so that's how American Family News was born. Well, since that time, God has brought together a team of reporters and anchors and editors whose daily mission is to produce newscasts that give our supporters not only the latest breaking news from around the country and the world, but also to give special coverage to news of particular interest to Christians, all of that from a biblical perspective. Over the years, we've taken our radio product and we now use that material to create a news website, onenewsnow.com. And we regard it as a privilege to serve God in this fashion.
I've never called, done anything like this before, but I felt it necessary to let you guys know how important what God is doing through y'all is. I was at work one morning by myself, and I was listening to one of your programs, and it was a sermon that was playing, and it touched me to the core and helped me get back on a path that I'd wandered away from a long time ago. I feel closer to Jesus now than I ever have. And the prayers that you guys pray and the messages that y'all preach, you never know when there's someone out there that desperately needs to hear it. And I'm someone that desperately needed to hear it. I need to hear it every day. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
The 2018 midterms have been called the most important elections in our nation's history. Join Tim Wildman, Fred Jackson, Walker Wildman, and Ed Vitagliano for election night coverage from a Christian worldview beginning at 7 Central, Tuesday, November 6th. Cast your vote on Election Day and then listen for results on American Family Radio. Or catch the live stream on AFR.net or the AFR Facebook page. Stay with American Family Radio, Tuesday evening, November 6th, beginning at 7 Central. Remember, for a one-time pledge of $150 or more, we'll send you a CD copy of Hilarious Highlights Volume 5 from Lernan University, plus an 8-ounce bag of Liberty Coffee from American Family Coffee. And for a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll add the all-new laser-engraved AFR 3-in-1 tumbler. Call 877-616-2396. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone who's given to AFR the last 3 days, which is going to allow us to keep going and keep growing. American Family Radio, we want to buy and build other radio stations across the country. We want to reach out and expand the reach of American Family Radio, and we want to stay broadcasting in your community with the station you're listening to right now. So we want to do both. We have to sustain, and then we want to expand and grow. Kind of like my pants in the winter, quite frankly. Huh? Except I have no desire to expand, but it happens anyway. And it's just funny. Maybe other people experience this.
It's biological. Because December, it's colder February, weather.
Yeah.
And the body.
Yeah. I have no desire to exercise.
Well, the body naturally thinks that it needs to store calories for the winter when usually, you know, there's no wheat in the fields, et cetera, et cetera. There's an explanation for all this.
You almost got a poem going there, Ed, right there with wheat in the fields and
amber waves of grain.
And anyway, I say all that to say this. I don't know why I said that. The last couple of minutes, except to say, sound like a politician, don't I?
You can't get carried away with these things.
You can't get carried away. Thank you, everyone who's called in and made a pledge, because we're closing in on $1.5 million for Share-a-thon, and hopefully we'll be at two or over two by the end of the day when we finish with Share-a-thon. Only 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall do we even talk about what our financial needs are. So we don't beg for money here. We just, as Ed quotes my dad, Don Weilman, we treat you like adults and treat our listeners, like grown-ups, and just say, hey, here's our need. Please respond. And folks always have, and I think they're going to do so this time as well. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Our theme this time is One Nation Under God. Our One Nation Under God Share-a-thon, which is also our national motto, and has been since 1956, I think.
54 or 56, yeah. I don't remember.
One Nation Under God is our
54th
motto. Hey, let me thank a couple of folks, and then Fred, you can introduce our guest. Julie in Parrish, Florida. Is that our Jacksonville station? Does anybody know? Man, that's good to hear, because we put the Jacksonville, Florida AFR station on the air, what, 18 months ago or so? And it's good to hear from some of our new listeners who believe in us and trust us, and they want to make a gift. Catherine in Prairieville, Louisiana. Thank you. Tim in El Dorado, Kansas.
Did you say Parrish, Florida?
Parrish.
Parrish. Yes, you must be listening on the app, because I was wrong. That's not our Jacksonville station.
P-A-R-R-I-S-H, Florida.
Yeah, just south of Tampa.
Well, we don't have a station there, so she's listening on our app. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Robert in Mechanicsville, Virginia. Carolyn in Poplar Grove, Arkansas. Debbie in Bollinger. Is it Bollinger, Texas? B-A-L-L-I-N-G-E-R. Mary in Prince George, Virginia. Quinn in Mize, Mississippi. Barbara in Rogers, Arkansas. R.A. In Sanford, Florida. Look up Sanford.
Okay.
S-A-N-F-O-R-D, Florida. Let's see where that is exactly. Anyway, there you go. Just getting folks from all over the country. Charles in Hope Mills, North Carolina, Fred.
I was on a show yesterday. I think it was with Stacy yesterday afternoon, and I was reading down through a list of donors, and I came across a donor from the state of H.I. I had not seen that before. Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Yeah.
Hawaii. Somebody listening on the app in Hawaii.
Praise God.
Wow. Made a donation. I had never seen that before. Mm-hmm.
So people listening on the app are also giving.
Yes.
Yes.
So we need to give the phone number. That's Walker, right. We need to give the phone number so more people in Hawaii will give.
That's right. And Sanford, Florida also is not in our coverage map. It's down towards Daytona Beach. So we have a lot of folks listening on the app, not just listening, but giving. Here's the phone number to give to our fall share-a-thon. The theme is One Nation Under God. Your donation goes to keep AFR on the air. 877-616-2396. The phone number to call in here to our headquarters, 877-616-2396, or you can visit our website, afr.net.
Fred?
Yeah, one of the most popular shows here in American Family Radio, mm-hmm. you hear it on the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, is Understanding the Times. And the host of that program is our good friend, Jan Markell, from the great state of Minnesota and Olive Tree Ministries. And Jan joins us right now. Jan, welcome to Share-a-thon.
Hey, just a warning to Tim here. We've got 8 months of winter. He wouldn't do very well.
Oh, well, you know, that. You're right, Jan. That's a good analysis, because my wife, she says about the end of December, I start saying daily, I hate cold weather. I just say it every day. And it definitely would affect my attitude toward,
frankly, it does all of us up here. And it's kind of an endurance test, but we prevail.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sun comes up at 9 in the morning and settles at 3 in the afternoon.
That's right.
Oh, my word.
Right.
And in between that is gray and overcast.
That's
my word.
Now we're depressing Jan, all right?
She said she's a survivor.
Yeah,
that's right.
She's up there in Minnesota.
Hey, Jan, Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan has done it again.
Yeah.
And this time, and joking, I actually watched a video of this morning. He was speaking in Detroit. And he says, I'm not an anti-Semite, I'm an anti-termite. Now, I want, Jan, I want you and I want our listeners to actually hear him making this comment. And then this morning on Fox and Friends, there was a response from conservative talk show host Dana Loesch. It's cut number two.
So when they talk about Farrakhan, call me a hater. You know what they do. Call me an anti-Semite. Stop it. I'm anti-termite.
It's 2018 and people still think like this. I mean, what era do we live in? This is insane. And not only does Louis Farrakhan think like this, but he's accepted by the tech elite. He's accepted by Democrats. He's accepted by progressives, by a lot of liberals. I mean, for crying out loud, he's a mentor to the people who founded the Women's March, who eagerly defend him. This guy says that he admired Hitler, for crying out loud. Not only that, but let's not forget at Aretha Franklin's funeral, who was standing shoulder to shoulder with him right there on the floor? Bill Clinton, for crying out loud, who still by many individuals considered to be kind of the face of the Democrat Party.
Any shock from you, Jan, as to what's going on here?
Yeah, Dana summed it up very, very well. Yeah. The thoughts I had in my head were exactly as hers. Where is the Democrat Party denouncing this? For that matter, we need to hear some Republicans denouncing it as well. But it's absolutely true. This is the tone, the very wording that Adolf Hitler used 70, 80 years ago. And I think that that perhaps the deeper concern I have is that Louis Farrakhan's sentiment, it's not just his. This is kind of a new global sentiment, and I know the Bible says that in the last days, God's people are going to come under great persecution, and I believe that means both Jews and Christians, even though Jews, many of them, are not believers yet. But the anti-Semitic demonic spirit is simply on the loose all over the world, not just the Middle East, but Europe, other parts of the world as well, even parts of North America. So personally, I think Farrakhan is probably speaking for a lot of people. They just don't have the boldness or the foolishness to come out and say it as he has just said it.
Maybe I'm the only one here. I think I know what he meant, but termite.
Termite was a term used by the Nazis for the Jews.
I didn't know that. I thought he was just being flippant.
No.
Okay, so he's saying they call me an anti-Semite,
yeah,
but I'm really anti-termite.
Oh, because the Jews were, in Nazi ideology, were always undermining the structure of civilization, that kind of thing.
Was Aretha Franklin a fan of his?
You know, I think that is a good question, because many say she was not, and that her funeral was then hijacked by the Al Sharptons, the Farrakhans, and some others. Now, you know, I don't know what truth is, but many were speaking out, including some family members, saying she never would have approved with what was going on the platform there. This is a few months ago. Now, I saw it as well, and I wasn't a follower of Franklin, but it took my breath away that some of these people who represent such evil were on display that day.
Al Sharpton was on the... These were front and center at Aretha Franklin's funeral, which
Correct.
Was viewed by millions, and I just took it as these were close friends of Aretha Franklin's. Louis Farrakhan, Al Sharpton, Bill
I can
Clinton.
See, though, to Jan's point, I can see where a funeral for a person who was so widely known, so popular, could be hijacked. People and, you know, family members in their grief, they don't know what to do. And people say, well, you got to, everybody kind of owned Aretha. I can see where that could be hijacked. And then the family's wishes really are overwhelmed.
Anyway,
there's one more element to this story. This was on his Twitter account, what he had to say. And so far, Twitter has not taken
That's
this
right.
down.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's disgusting.
Farrakhan?
Right.
Well, as Jan,
these media companies are out for every conservative and every Christian they can find. It's exactly true.
Yeah, you know, what the things that are accepted by the left, you know, the things, a lot of the things they criticize the right for.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? It's but they accept it on
hypocrisy.
Anyway. Hey, Jan, your show comes on this weekend. What are you going to be talking about?
I think on AFR we are airing a conference message from back on September 29th, Pastor Jack Hibbs. Your folks love Jack. And by the way, encourage folks to participate in your Share-a-thon. And one of the reasons I say that, Tim, is both at my conference, September 29th, we met so many folks from American Family Radio. I then proceeded to minister at a conference last week. In a little further south of me, and met a whole bunch more folks listening to American Family Radio. Mm-hmm. So your reach is great, and every one of them that comes up to me, quite frankly, from a lot of my radio outlets, but particularly yours, simply because your folks are tuned in, thanks to the programming you do, and they're just so grateful to hear the truth. Wherever it's from radio, from conferences, whatever, they want the truth. So I'm just telling you and those following you to keep specializing and focusing on the truth.
Okay. Amen. Thanks, Jan. Take care. We appreciate it.
Goodbye now.
All right. I was going to say stay warm, but I'm not going to do that.
Not yet, probably.
No, not yet. I'll do that in January.
You know, this is why we have Share-a-thon here is because we're asking people to partner with us, to join with us, because there aren't many places that are going to talk about. Now, Fox did talk about what Louis Farrakhan said, but you're not going to get a whole lot of places where Jan's perspective, our perspective, about the spiritual warfare roots of this, the tying of it together with the spirit of Antichrist and all those, what the Bible says. Mm-hmm. Gives us that background that kind of, connects the dots. So, folks, this is our Share-a-thon here in the fall. This is our last day. We're not going to be bugging you or asking you for money the rest of the year here. This is it. So we're asking you to give. The phone number to give here for our One Nation Under God-themed Share-a-thon is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. And if you want to give online, you can give online at AFR.net. Now, we do have some incentives, Walker, for our listeners as they consider how they give or how much they give. What are some of those incentives?
Yeah, a couple incentives. The first one is this. If you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, we'll send you an 8-ounce bag of American Family Coffee. We'll also send in that same package and the Hilarious Highlights Volume 5 CD. That's a Trivia Friday CD. So that's if you give a one-time gift of $150 or more. But if you give a monthly gift of $30 or more, we'll send both of those I just mentioned. Plus, we'll send American Family Radio Coffee Tumbler, which I have right here if you're watching on Facebook Live or
make
on your
tumble,
YouTube
Walker,
channel.
For everybody watching.
You can toss it across the room.
Yeah, catch it. Watching on Facebook.
You can get the AFR Tumbler if you give a $30 or more monthly gift. So it's a nice tumbler. You can put a soda can in there. And then it has a top right here that you can put a screw on and do some coffee. So multiple incentives, but this is our fall Share-a-thon, as Ed mentioned. One Nation Under God is our theme. Visit our website. If you don't want to call, visit our website, AFR.net. We have a lot of volunteers out on the call center not answering calls, so we need to keep them busy, as Ed says, so they don't eat our lunch. 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, AFR.net.
All right, you're listening to Share-a-thon, as Walker just told you. We do have lots of nice things to give you if you give to American Family Radio Share-a-thon, which we will send you those. Tim, Ed, Walker, and Fred, and folks, if you can give to AFR, please call and be as generous as you can. We want to go over $2 million by the end of the day.
We want it $1.5 million by the end of this hour. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're getting closer.
We're at 1.477. So help us meet this goal. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. If you are a listener to American Family, by the way, thank you everyone who gave on Tuesday, Wednesday, and earlier this morning.
Yeah, right.
You've made it possible for us to be where we are within sight of our goals. So we want to thank you for that. Also, some of you sent your pledge in via the mail, so you've done that. So we appreciate it. Hey, let's hear from one of our listeners, and then Brad's got another story.
A couple of years ago, I was going through a dial in my work truck, and I came across the AFR. And I honestly, at first, I was kind of shocked by it all with Christianity-based politics. I've been wanting to get deeper into politics, and you guys have helped me see the truth. I've always been pretty much a conservative person. I have a battle plan now. Thank you, guys. God bless you all.
Well, there you go. And we don't encourage people to get involved in politics for politics' sake. Folks, we anything we do here at AFR, we hopefully, it's based on biblical principles.
That's right.
So we get our guidance from the Word of God. And the Word of God tells us what's right and what's wrong, what's moral, what's immoral, what's good and what's evil, what's sinful and what's God-honoring.
Right.
So that's where we take our marching orders, and we try our very, very best to communicate those principles to our listeners, Walker.
Yeah.
As we, and then people can view issues and through that lens, if you will.
That's right. Psalm 11 verse 3 says, "When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do?" And then here's our mission statement here at American Family Radio, American Family Association. That is to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our country. So that's what we're doing here.
Yeah, and you know, quite frankly, folks, we're one of the few Christian radio networks in America that are actually going to talk about these great issues of our time. Why? Because a lot of Christian radio stations, they don't want to touch the moral issues because they're afraid they'll drive off listeners, or they don't want to get involved in politics.
They'll get called names.
You know, you bigots or you hate group or whatever. So they just, like a lot of churches today, so they, what do? They intentionally avoid the issues so they don't get criticism.
Right.
Well, who likes criticism? Raise your hand.
No, we don't like it.
We don't sign up for it. Right. We don't go looking for it, but it happens as a natural consequence of taking a stand for the Word of God. If you look at Matthew chapter 5, Jesus talks about being persecuted for righteousness' sake.
Right.
Well, that was, I think that's verse 10. So, if you're, how does that happen exactly? Well, you must do something to get publicly persecuted, and that something is you are promoting, advocating, standing up for the Word of God, and the world, which is controlled by Satan, according to Jesus.
Right.
I'm not making this up. This is what Jesus taught. Then the world hates that. They're at odds with that. They can't stand the light of Christ being exalted, and so they're going to attack those who do so. If I making sense?
No,
there?
Absolutely. And that's why we exist. We give voice to, I think, a lot of Christians who would like to say something but don't have an opportunity to do that. I mean, they can in their smaller circles, but they want to speak to Washington, D.C. They want to speak to their congressmen or their senators. And what we do is we give them we're the vehicle for a lot of those folks. So that's why we have Share-a-thon. We're saying, folks, help us continue to do that. You are listening to American Family Radio because somebody last spring during our Share-a-thon gave money to keep this network on the air. And we are saying to you and asking you to give to this Share-a-thon so that in 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, other people are going to be able to hear the message. We can give voice to the concerns and cares of millions of Christians. Here's the number to call for our One Nation Under God Share-a-thon, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net.
Here's a new challenge that came in, We need 200 first-time donors. So we need 200 donors, 200 individuals and listeners who have never given to American Family Radio. We need you to call in and give a gift of any amount, whatever you can afford. Call the number Ed just mentioned, or you can visit our website, afr.net.
Hey, and let me just say this. We had said at the beginning of this hour that we wanted to try to go over $1.5 million. We are now inside of $18,000 to do that. So, folks, if we can hammer it, now we're inside $17,000. If we can hammer at this, we might be able to get to $1.5
million. Yeah.
Our goal is at least $2 million at the end of Share-a-thon today.
Well, you want to take the next 6 minutes and just badger people?
I can do that.
Huh? Maybe they'll give. They'll get you to quit badgering. Is that what we do here?
No, we're not bad. We're having some fun. We're encouraging folks to
encourage
people.
Why don't you give us a little Italian oil? It's him, Guido.
Yeah. Hey,
Uncle Guido.
Uncle Guido. You're thinking of Canada that just legalized marijuana.
Oh, my bad.
This is Uncle Guido. Hey, who are you looking at there on Facebook, huh? 877-616-2396. Don't make me come over there.
Ed is a part of the mob. The mafia.
But he's a nice mobster.
Yeah, that's a nice right. mobster. You're listening to today's issues on American Family Radio. If you want to make a gift, our phone number is 877-616-2396. Our email address is comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. Fred, what else you got?
You know, our inner cities continue to be very troubled areas, and one of those cities is Baltimore. And they just announced last night that they're moving about 200 people off of administrative jobs and putting them out on the street to add to the police. They had 11 shootings on Tuesday in that city. But here's the story that was kind of buried in an Associated Press story. They have 500 vacancies on their police force, and they can't fill them.
Where, for Baltimore?
Baltimore, 500.
Yeah, well, we predicted this would happen, and it has.
Exactly. And here's the rest of the story that's not being reported. You got to go back several years to the Barack Obama days. Eric Holder was attorney general. They started an attack on police in this country, Ferguson, Missouri. But in Baltimore, you will remember, around this time, they had a mayor and a city solicitor. There was an incident where a young man died. He was being taken to police headquarters. He died. They charged 6 or 7 of their police officers. And the day they were charged, they said, we're going to get justice from these guys.
Right.
These police officers.
Assume they were guilty
right away. All of these police officers were put on trial. All were found not guilty.
Right.
All were found not guilty. Is it any surprise where now, who wants to apply for a job in Baltimore right. as a police officer?
Well, also the mayor threw him under the bus.
Exactly. Right.
You know, threw her own police officers under the bus.
And the district attorney.
Yeah, it was bad. And now, they can't find enough police officers to come work.
500
in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And then you see what happens when you don't have police officers, enough police officers, you have more crime. So I don't know if this is the right way to phrase it, but when you have more crime, you can thank your mayor and your other politicians who beat up the police unfairly and unjustly. Mm-hmm. After this incident that happened, and I'm afraid that's what's going to happen in other cities across America, because
why go to a big city if you
it's
want
just
to
so
serve?
Vogue to beat up the police, in public. And then I'm going, do you realize that if the police don't, if you don't have enough police, or if they're not going to police your neighborhoods, mm-hmm. you're going to wish you wouldn't have done this to them,
right?
Yeah,
you know, because you're going to need them.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's really sad, and police officers, particularly in Baltimore, remember, they were then afraid to go into those areas where they're really needed, because they were being blamed if there was an encounter.
Right.
I don't blame them.
Here's the thing: 99.9% of the time, if you do everything the police officer asks of you, then there's no incident. There's no incident. What happens is, in 99% of these incidences, that police officers request someone to put their hands up or to get out of the vehicle or do something. They give you an order, a lawful order, and then people start arguing and fighting the officer. That's when things get bad.
Yeah, but you also have your race baiters out there, and they're just looking to exploit any kind of situation.
Right.
To make police officers look bad, you know, even if they're done nothing wrong.
Right.
Right.
But these people, they want people to give money to their organization. I'm sorry, I'm thinking of Al Sharpton, for example.
Yeah.
Who exploited these situations right. over the years. And mm-hmm. But now you see, you criticize, condemn, unfairly treat police officers, and you wonder why you can't get any, you can't hire any, and they're 500 short?
500 short in Baltimore.
In Baltimore. Well, folks, we got more news and information, let's see, straight ahead. Thank you, Fred.
You're welcome.
Steve Jordahl will be with us in a few minutes. You're listening to our One Nation Under God Share-a-thon. Stay with us.